Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, for tuning in to the show and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Again, 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope the holiday weekend, so to speak. I don't believe we're calling Valentine's Day a holiday, but nonetheless, you know, I'm sure the restaurants and places like that, jewelry places and all these type places had made some good money on yesterday or day before or what have you. And I hope you guys had a great weekend as well. It's Monday. I know a lot of people are back at work. So if you are listening from your desk at work or through your computer or what have you, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome. Again, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And, you know, if you guys are up on my show page right now, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. you can go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. And also, you can follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. So there you go. Okay. So you can find us on Twitter at the F. Williams Show. The F. Williams Show at Twitter, on Twitter. All right. And there you have it. Now, today's word of the day is pulchritude. Pulchritude is a noun and is spelled P-U-L-C-H-R-I-T-U-D-E. Pulchritude. Pulchritude is a noun and it means physical comeliness. And physical comeliness, and I'm like, what's comeliness? We know what physical is. Physical is like the body, okay? And comeliness is actually just a beautiful body. Beautiful in, you know, your beautiful physical specimen. All right? So physical comeliness, that's pulchritude. So you see some of these, like Sports Illustrated did a swimsuit issue, or they do a swimsuit suit issue every year. And those women have pulchritude, okay? So they have beautiful bodies, all right? And so anyway, that's our word of the day. So you can use that. That's a great word. You can use that however you feel fit. Let's see. Today's weather right now, we're going to get an update on the weather here. And we're looking at 35 degrees right now in the ATL, partly cloudy skies, looking for a bit of rain today, like a 45% chance. So pretty good on rain. It may rain today. Probably will. The way it looks outside right now, we should get some rain. The high today will be 51, the low tonight 41. The high tomorrow is 58, low 38. Wednesday, we're looking at 57 on a low 30, partly sunny skies. And then you're looking at more of sunshine towards the weekend. Thursday is going to be a high of 62. So going into the weekend or towards the end of the week, we're looking at getting into much milder temperatures for the weekend. Now, before we get into today's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about the weekend. The weekend was, this weekend was the NBA All-Star weekend. Saturday, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. Okay. And I believe, I didn't see the game on yesterday, but I believe the West won the game on yesterday, not the East. And, the game was exciting. A lot of points scored, no defense played. And Saturday night, the three-point shootout, the skills challenge, the slam dunk contest, all that was the highlight of the weekend, I believe. And, you know, with the slam dunk competition, of course, the guy from last year that won it, the Levine guy, he won it this year, but he had some great competition, right? If you guys didn't watch the slam dunk competition, you should go home today. Whenever you get home, or if you're home now, you should go back and into your DVR or whatever you call it and look for the slam dunk competition. And you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. This guy from Orlando Magic, Gordon, he's like 6'10", so he's a big guy. But I mean, he did some tremendous dunks. And most of his dunks were done with props, that are someone in there helping him, or, you know, something like that. And he used the Orlando Magic's mascot. And a one dunk in particular, okay, that he did, where he jumped over the mascot in a sitting position. The mascot was holding the ball over his head, so he jumped over the mascot in a sitting position, grabbed the ball, put it under his legs, which were together like sitting, put it under his legs, came back over the top, and dunked it. And that was a great, great dunk. I mean, I had never seen anything like that. And, you know, the judges gave him a 50. But then it came out to the incumbent that got it won last year, LaVine. He came in with a spectacular dunk as well. He got a 50. So there were three dunk-offs, you know, in the final round. This guy got a 50. This guy got a 50. So they couldn't determine the winner, so they had to dunk again. And this guy got a 50. And this guy turned around and get a 50. So they had to turn around and do another dunk-off. And on the last dunk-off, I think this guy had 47 points, Gordon. And Kemba LaVine did another tremendous dunk, and he got a 50 and won. So that's how everything came out over the weekend in the NBA All-Star and Slam Dunk Edition. Okay? Now, again, 818-301 is the number. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and listen to the show or comment on today's episode. Today's episode is titled, "This is a Clayton County police major who was killed while delivering a no-knock drug warrant." A Clayton County major, he's a major in the police force, was shot and killed while delivering a no-knock drug warrant. So I want to discuss this incident of a police major who didn't wear a vest, a bulletproof vest, when he delivered a no-knock drug warrant to an apartment house. Now, I don't know about you guys, but if you think about this, it doesn't sound right. Now, we know a few police officers and some guys who are high up in the police force. And I know that the majors and some of these other guys don't do a lot of street work. They do a lot of desk work, do a lot of paperwork, and they do a lot of counseling and teaching and things like that, and put these guys out on the street, these officers out on the street, and try to help them do their job the best way that they can. And they don't get in the streets a lot. Okay? So, you know, if you're sitting in the police precinct or station or whatever, doing a lot of desk work, a lot of paperwork, then you don't wear a vest. Okay? You may have to go out on a scene, a crime scene, and, you know, get the information and maybe talk to the media. But that's after the crime has happened, right? So you don't need a bulletproof vest. But if you're getting into the heart of the investigation, the crime, or what have you, if you're going to get involved in it, and it's something like this where you're trying to deliver a warrant, it's just not a warrant for someone's arrest. This is a no-knock drug warrant. So that, you know, to me, when you say no-knock drug warrant, that means that you're coming in. You're not knocking on the door saying, "Hey, this is the police. I have a warrant for to look in the house for drugs." No, that's not it. You're going there. breaking into the house because you suspect that it's, you know, some drugs being sold out of the house or made in the house or what have you. And you know, when this type of stuff happens, you already have information that there's drug activity going on there. You've already been checking out the place. You've already did your, or officers have already, you know, staked out the place or whatever. They know there's drug activity there. They know there are drugs in the house. And so wherever there are drugs or drugs being sold and things like that, these guys are there. They're protecting themselves against people who come there wanting drugs. Drug addicts who may come there wanting drugs and don't have any money. You know, somebody, you know, the drug dealers get robbed too. Okay, if y'all didn't know that. Drug dealers, they get robbed too. So if you know, if someone's out there selling a lot of drugs, making a lot of money, there's someone watching them. Okay, and know they're making a lot of money. And they want that money or they want those drugs, and they'll do anything to get that. And, you know, and they'll rob these guys. They don't care. Okay? They'll rob the drug dealers. Because they know that the drug dealer's not going to call the police on themselves, right? Hey, you know, you call 911, your drug dealer, say, I just got robbed. Okay, sir. What did they take? They took all my money. They took all the drugs. They took everything. So they know that they're not going to call the police. So if they're successful in robbing them, they'll do that and keep on about their way. So the drug dealers keep guns on their person, in their house, or whatever. Okay? They keep guns. They have guns. So, and the police, if I know this, I know the police know this. So why would a major on the police force go to a drug area, go to a drug house to deliver a no-knock warrant without wearing a vest? Now, I know he's got his gun, right? So why wouldn't you wear a vest? If you had a potential of shooting at someone, then you should know that they're going to shoot back. So you need your vest on when you get out in the field. I don't care if you're a major, lieutenant, or captain. I don't care what you are. When you go out in the field, you need your bulletproof vest on. I mean, with me, I think, hey, I don't care if I'm just going to talk to the news media, I'm going to have my vest on. And that's also a way to show other guys, other police officers, that I don't care what you're doing. When you come out of that police precinct, out of that police station, you need to have your vest on. Okay? So, and when he knocked on the door, of course, to deliver the warrant. Now, he knocks on the door, and I assume that they bust into the house. And I guess these drug guys inside of the house immediately start to shoot. Okay? So if you're a drug guy and you're in the house and you hear someone banging down the door, your conscience automatically tells you to get your gun. Somebody trying to rob me. You don't know it's the police. They hadn't identified themselves as the police. You know, you just hear bang, bang, they coming in. Okay? Just like me, if I was here at the house and someone started banging my door down, I'm going to get my giddy. Right? I'm going to get my blaster. Because someone's trying to come in and hurt me. kicking in my door, I assume that you're trying to hurt me or my family. And you're not going to hurt me or my family without resistance. And I have some resistance. Okay? And so that's the same thing with the drug guys. You know, you bust into these guys' houses without recognizing yourself, you're going to get shot or you're going to get shot at. And that's what happened. And they shot and they killed the major from the police force. And then the police killed, well, they didn't kill the drug dealer, but they shot him several times and he's in a coma right now. But there were two other guys in the house as well. So there were three of them guys in the house. And one of them got shot and he's in a coma right now. And the other two, they were, you know, taken to jail. Now, this happened late last week. Okay? These guys right now, these two guys, other two guys that were involved in this drug raid and this killing are out on bail. The judge gave them bail. Now, how do you get, and I say this all the time, how do you give some guys that were involved in a police shooting? Now, you know, you may not have pulled a trigger, but if you were in the house, you were in this house where they were coming, where they knew drugs were, you selling drugs out of the house, you're a part of this, you know, ring of guys, you're going to get charged with the murder as well. Right? Your guy may have shot. All three of y'all may have shot at the police. All three of y'all may have shot this major. We don't know. But we know he's dead. So you don't need to get out of jail. And at the same time, when you give drug dealers bail, they're going to make bail. They've got money. They're selling drugs. Okay? But again, I always say that these counties and states and whatever, they want the money. They want your money. Take these drug dealers' money. They want to take their drugs and take their money. Kick them back out on the street. You see? They're interested in money. The court system is horrible. Because they're interested in money and not taking care of these people who committed this crime. And it was a crime against a police officer, for crying out loud. How are those guys back out on the street? Now, they're back out on the street. Now, how are they going to get another gun? They're going to get another gun in the next half hour or hour after they get out of jail because they know that that's what they need to protect themselves. They drug dealers. They keep guns. It's easy to get guns on the street. So I guarantee you those two guys who are out on bail right now are somewhere and they're packing. They got guns. I don't care if they don't care if something happens today and they, you know, get caught again with guns. This their livelihood. This is the way they pay their rent. It's the way they keep going. It's to sell drugs. So that's what they're doing. So how do you let these guys back out on the street? They are menace to society. So how do you let these guys back out on the street? There's no way that these two guys should have bail. They should still be sitting in jail right now until their court date. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call and talk about the police major. That's what we're talking about. The police major who got killed in Clayton County while delivering a no-knock drug warrant. And this guy was not wearing a bulletproof vest. Now, again, I understand that majors and lieutenants, some of the higher up police officers, do not wear bulletproof vests because they're no longer out in the field doing work. But again, when you go out into the field, if there are anybody listening to the show, any police officers or majors or lieutenants or whatever listening to the show, or you know someone who's a police major or lieutenant that's friends of yours, please let them know that they're not invincible. Please let them know that whenever they go out in the field, they need to have on proof vest. You have to, guys. You have to. These young boys out here today, and I say that because that's who it is. It's these young punks who's, you know, shooting police officers. That's who's robbing people. Those are the ones who's raping people and in these gangs and all this. They're the ones who are doing it. These young punks out here who don't have any kind of guidance, whose family has let go of the rope and have loosened them into society. Don't care about them anymore. And that's where it starts. It starts at home. If you don't teach your kids right from wrong, if you don't discipline your kids in the right way, they're going to stray some kind of way. They're going to get hooked up with the wrong crowd, and they're going to be into the wrong kind of lifestyle. Probably you're not in. But because you didn't discipline your kids and teach your kids the right way, they got into that lifestyle. My mom used to tell me all the time, she'd say, son, I can't be there with you forever. I can't be there with you always. All I can do is teach you the right way. If I teach you the right way, then when something comes up for you to make a decision whether to do the right thing or the wrong thing, the only thing that you're going to know is the right thing to do, because that's what I've taught you. Now, if you do the wrong thing and hook up with the wrong people, that's on you. So, parents, and I know you got these young parents today that have had kids right out of high school, whatever. And I'm not saying that's crazy, because it happens more and more these days. But what I'm saying is, if you're going to have kids, you're going to have to raise them. And if you don't raise them, the streets will. And they'll be in a hell of a mess real soon. And my mom used to always say, too, if you get a criminal, if you see somebody who's on like a death row, you can go back from the time that they went to jail to the time they were in their high chair. And if you look in between that time, you'll find out why they're getting ready to go to the electric chair. Because it all starts from the high chair. That's where it starts. That's where it starts. And, you know, it's amazing how the older generation, my mom, my grandma, all these folks, they can say things today that's relative to what's happening in the streets today. Nothing's changed. Nothing in the streets. Nothing but problems. That's all it is. And I'm not, you know, I'm not blaming the major for not wearing his bulletproof vest. They don't wear them, okay? And he went to do a a warrant thing without his bulletproof vest on. So I'm not blaming him. I am blaming these kids who shot him. I call them kids because they're in their early 20s, when they should be in college somewhere enjoying their life. Or they should be out there, making some type of life for themselves, or trying to start them some type of family, trying to, learn some type of trade, heating, air conditioning, plumbing, whatever, trying to learn some type of trade and make money without the police having to come and ask you, how did you make your money? Okay, or busting you for selling illegal drugs. Come on, guys. Teach your kids right. Hey, that's all the time I have in the show today. Join me tomorrow, same time, same place, 10 o'clock a.m. now. 10 o'clock a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. Have a great day and join me tomorrow. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. See you.